It's a big old Bears day. We talked a bunch of Cubs at the top of the show and had Nico Horner on for a wonderful conversation. A reminder that you should use the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app, something you can only do in the Odyssey app. Search 670 The Score and tap earlier today to get started. Nico was terrific.
We were supposed to have Craig Counsell on, too, but then he didn't join us. By the way, good news. Pete Crow Armstrong is in today's lineup and playing center field.
That's a big deal.
Crisis averted.
We have a lot of Caleb Williams to listen to, and we need to get right to that. So let me just share this quickly. 70% on the season was Ben Johnson's aspirational stat. In 2024, 21 quarterbacks threw for 2,800 yards. Only five of those threw for 70%. Five quarterbacks who threw at any sort of volume threw for 70%. 2023, nobody did. 2022, nobody did. 2021, only one, and it was Joe Burrow. So Joe Burrow in 2021, and that's it until last year when five of them did it. So this is a high standard that Ben Johnson is holding Caleb Williams to.
I mean, honestly, that's like kind of just fun with numbers.
It is fun with numbers. Now let's have fun with words with Caleb Williams.
How's it going, everybody?
Good.
How are you, everybody? I'm wonderful. Let's get it going.
In last year, your first training camp, managing kind of the ups and downs of a roller coaster, what did you kind of learn from that in terms of how to manage? It's just natural. You're going to have some great days. How do you learn how to manage that?
Yeah. I mean, I've played, I think, 17 games now, and those are a little bit more strenuous. And I'm not going to say more important because practice is, you know, probably equal. But, you know, that goes on the record. So I've had some up and downs in games myself and team-wise. And so, you know, I think all of last year was great for us and great for me. To be able to manage, you know, these next 6 weeks, so about 6 weeks, you know, I think it's going to be fun too. That's the fun part about it, is having these up and downs and figuring out a way to manage those and deal with them, and, you know, come back the next day or next play or, you know, next drive, next situation that we have, and, you know, go out there and execute and you know, be that guy that and teammate that you know, they depend on and believe in for those moments.
What are you most pumped up about this camp for?
Really, just to get out there with the guys. You know, pads come on. It's been a while. You know, so pads come on, and you know, you get to get out there and enjoy, have fun. And then other than that, I mean, it's going to be the hotel lobbies and playing cards and Uno and all these different things that, you know, in the moment when you're in this for 6 weeks, it's long days, challenging days. But when you look back on it, those are the moments that you, you know, that really mean the most to you, your teammates, and something that, you know, at the end of the season that you, you know, you kind of reminisce on.
Caleb, how do you feel about the?
Let me just say that Uno is fire. An Uno flip where the entire deck just flips and you get a whole nother chaotic way to play. I mean, it is outstanding.
They now have Uno at the casinos.
Do they really?
Yeah, you can play Uno at the Palms now.
Yeah, well, I'm down, and I want to play with Caleb.
The infrastructure that's in place for you right now with the coaching staff and the roster.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, everybody's excited, myself included, about, you know, the infrastructure and, you know, how everything's been set up. I know the DB coaches and things like that are great. D-line, everybody, you know, on the other side of the ball that you don't get to speak to and really talk too much. I try my best to get to them, but, you know, I feel great about that side. And obviously, you know, my side of the ball, I feel awesome. We went and got Colston and, you know, Kyle and Ozzie and, you know, I can keep going, Luther and all these different guys, you know, in the draft. And then obviously we had a couple free agents, which are big. We had a couple, you know, big guys come up front, you know, a legendary guard and Joe. And obviously we all know his, you know, his stats and all, you know, what he's been able to do for his career. And then other than that, I mean, we got Drew and Jonah, and, you know, we brought in a bunch of guys, wide receivers, and, you know, brought some guys back, brought some new guys. So infrastructure wise, coaches, I think we're all excited, but excitement does nothing. You know, you got to go out there and put in the work to, you know, actually enjoy, you know, what we have.
Ben was very direct in saying that this is a race to get ready for the regular season. What do you make of that characterization of the urgency of these next 6 weeks of trying to get ready for
primetime stage in week one?
Yeah, as we know, we're not looking too far ahead, but as we know, we have the Vikings first game Monday night, 8 p.m. So obviously, you know, you don't look too far ahead, but you do understand that time, you're on a time limit, and so the race is here. And so we have to, you know, we can't pout about the long days. And when, you know, when those times do come about, we got to correct it and we got to move on and we got to, you know, find a way to get past that, you know, the pouting or the anger or the, you know, the complaining and understand where we're at and what we need. I mean, where we need to be.
So I need to correct Caleb on something. You do not have the Minnesota Vikings Monday night at 8 p.m. Caleb, you're going to be 45 minutes late for the game if that's when you show up to the game.
Hilarious.
That is a 7:15 kickoff on Monday Night Football, young man. That is on September 8th. I'm going to need you to get that time right because you're the quarterback of the team.
Now, I will say you hear him kind of, as always, trying to make sure he sounds leaderish, you know? And
is that a word?
Is hitterish a word?
No,
take from baseball.
We all joke about how stupid we sound when we talk about hitterish.
And I'll go ahead and own that this might sound stupid to say leaderish, but I feel like
put it on a shirt.
That guy is always trying to sound leaderish, and understandably so. Sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good,
yeah,
right now.
I agree. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
How do you find success for yourself this season?
Obviously I have self goals. And that's, you know, being the first 4,000 yard passer, in Bears history. That's a, you know, goal of mine, 70% completion that helps the team, keeps us on the field, puts us in better positions. And then other than that, just trying to go down and, you know, score the most points that we can with each drive that we have. So, you know, that's kind of my self goal. And obviously other than that, you got to go win. That's success for me. That's success for the team. And you know, that's all we wish for and all I wish for.
Yeah, the last time we talked to you, go ahead, Courtney. I'll go next.
Back to the infrastructure on this team and just everything the team has put around you on offense. How do you view your role or your responsibility in making the best of that investment?
Yeah, be consistent. That's first and foremost. Be consistent. Be disciplined to my rules. And then other than that, lead, encourage. And part of that is leading by example. And the other half is, you know, when things are, you know, messing up or, you know, like I said, people are complaining. I'm complaining, like fixing that mindset, because that's a big part of our success, is our mindset. So being able to fix those things and then we were just outside, being able to fix those things and progress, you know, that's key for what we have and what we got. Like I said, the race and being able to be ready for first game and then grow from there.
The last time we talked to you, you were explaining your thought process, you know, during the whole pre-draft stuff and all that. What reaction did you get from fans kind of afterwards to the message you sent?
Don't know, really. You know, that's not something that, you know, we worry about here as fans of reaction or the fans' reactions. You know, we're worried about the people in the building. And that goes from, you know, that time then, but obviously leading into the season. There's going to be reactions throughout the year. There's going to be times where I have a bad game. There's going to be times where we lose a game that we, you know, that we feel we may not have should have lost. You know, but, you know, being able to control what's inside, being able to control everything that we do, because the outside noise is going to be outside noise, and handling it the way we should is of the utmost importance.
I like that a lot. I don't know what fans' reaction was to me talking about the book and that stuff. I don't know. I'm not gonna worry about it. Love that process, kid. Just worry about the process. Do your thing.
Caleb, are you at the point where
level of trust with Ben and just kind of building that relationship? Where do you think you guys are at right now?
Yeah, obviously, we've only been together a couple months, and you know, we try and, you know, over the summer I would call him and, you know, check up on his family, you know, just kind of talk, because that's important to be able to build this bond and relationship. And then other than that, when we're here, I pop upstairs whenever I have some free time or whenever he texts me, pop up there for, you know, an hour or so, 30 minutes, and, you know, a lot of times we're not talking about anything football related, which is, you know, which is important to build in the relationship of us. And, you know, it's a really important relationship. And so it's been growing. It's been awesome. You know, we're having fun. You know, he gets on me and, you know, it's greatly appreciated that he does, you know, being tough on me and realizing and understanding that, you know, nobody's above anybody. All of us are one. And, you know, that's how we're going to march, you know, march this season.
What do you talk about if it's not football stuff?
Family, you know, if it's a, you know, a car we like, if it's, you know, it's just, you know, things we like, hobbies, anything like that. And obviously we do talk about football. Let's not, you know, let's not, you know, make that a thing. But we do talk. we talk about anything and anything and everything to be able to, you know, realize who we are, how we are, how we operate, what we like, you know, and things like that.
Is there any more of it on the field? Because we've talked to you guys so much about accountability and you guys wanting accountability and you want a coach to be hard on you. Has there been any part of it that's been jarring to you, though, in terms of on the field, like because it's so different that maybe it's going to take time to get used to that, or is it all good?
No, I've been used to tough coaching throughout my years. I've had different type of personalities throughout my years of coaching, but the I would say majority of my career of playing football has been tough coaching, and you know it's greatly appreciated because that's what you need to be able to, you know, at this level especially, to be able to go out there and execute and play at your best is, you know, somebody up on you, you know, coaching you hard and pushing you, and that could be teammates and that could be coaches, and you know, we're working on the, you know, leading by example, we're working on the teammates aspect of it, because that's, you know, that's how you go win. That's elite teams is when the players are leading. But you know, in the beginning, coach has set the example of how he wants things run and the standard, and then you know, from there we take it and you know, we lead.
Caleb, we know Ben made some tweaks to your game, footwork things. Mm-hmm. How comfortable are you right now? Does it feel natural to you with some of the tweaks that he's made as you're heading into camp, or is that still something you're working on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant thing. Regardless if, you know, we're here for the next 15 years together, it'll be something that I work in season, out of season, anything like that. So I feel comfortable with it. We're going to keep working at it to be as smooth, you know, and be in rhythm of, you know, the plays, the concepts, play actions, under center, making everything, you know, kind of line up and look the same but be different. So, you know, like I said, I feel comfortable. I'm excited. And then, getting things rolling.
Yeah, well, Ben talked about the offense.
So that's the first bullet point on Ben Johnson's list of what they got to do before you even get to cleaning up the footwork, trusting your timing, and anticipating throws. It's all the pre-snap procedure.
I'm trying to get right with my left foot forward.
Good. But like, you know, we said that Ben set the template there. There's Caleb telling you he feels pretty good about
smoke
the
route. It's perfect.
About the pre-snap stuff. He says he feels pretty good. So we'll follow along as Lawrence works on his smoke routes.
Like the left tackle position battle, we know obviously they flipped the interior, and you said like all sacks are not on the offensive line.
Absolutely.
The onus on yourself to get that number to go down from 68 to whatever. What responsibility do you have in making that happen?
Yeah, part of it is you know, my footwork and that lining up with the play, and know that helps accelerate the clock for me. The other part is being decisive. And, you know, making a decision. And then the other part is also taking what the defense gives me, you know, not trying to find that big play every time and be the young cat and, you know, want to go and, you know, get that big play, you know, big scramble play or anything like that. Sometimes it's just the check down over the ball, the flat, you know, the second read that, you know, may not be, you know, something more than 5 yards.
Ben mentioned to us that he gave you some homework this summer. Can you share with us, you know, some of what that was or what it had to do with?
And part of the homework is some of it was footwork. You know, some of it was not necessarily homework, but just, you know, helping guideline the off season and, you know, what, you know, could get through the playbook, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, hour each day. You know, it's 24 hours a day. If you can't give up an hour, 30 minutes of your day to go over the playbook, you know, you probably shouldn't be in this position. So it's just small things like that. But, you know, homework wise, it was mainly the footwork and then some left kind of short throws that, you know, in OTAs I was missing. And so worked on those every single day that I threw. And then, you know, worked on my footwork every single day that I, you know, was out there also.
Ben said that he puts a lot of emphasis on pre-snap procedure, motions, cadence, all of those things. That's the biggest weapon for you guys. What have you done already in the offseason, and what do you continue to work on? What are those conversations like with him to be able to use that pre-snap procedure as a weapon?
Yeah, the pre-snap procedure is, I mean, it goes from how fast I can get the call to get it to them as fluid and, you know, smooth as possible, and then being able to get up to the ball and get going. And, you know, if we have checks and alerts, it's not always having to, you know, maybe run through the whole cadence. It's like, all right, we see it. I know what's about to happen. You know, get to the next play. Let's get it going. Because that's one of our best friends, is being able to get up to the, you know, get up to the line, you know, make whatever we need to make, and then get rolling and put the defense on the heels.
Two more. Did anything stand out that you did on your own this offseason that maybe helps you get ready for today and going forward?
Yeah, I think being able to listen to in the OTA times, I would listen to the play calls and voice record them and things like that and listen to them. So that was a big part of it. And then also just speaking it, you know, in the car, going over my cadence in the car while I'm driving, things like that, small things like that. Just, you know, the small things, getting really comfortable with the small things, you know, it helps, you know, everything be a little bit more fluid.
Man, that is a refreshed, energized, passionate young quarterback to my ears who is glad to be doing the work with somebody he trusts and is excited to do the work with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's nice to hear him talk about all this stuff and understand the challenge that he has to take on.